Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed, and welcome inside these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster studios with you, with me. I am Mark Walters. I will be filling your prescription for freedom for the remainder of this hour, and then again next hour, too, because I just can't get enough. I wish I could keep going. If you listen to the first hour, if you missed the first hour, I should say, of the program, if you listen to it also, Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News, her book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy, we discussed it for a half hour. She was fantastic. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to bring her back in the very, very near future to continue the conversation. Very provocative. We went a couple directions. A lot of people are afraid to go. And that is fear, basically. What happens next? Unhinged liberals. Are they going to rehinge themselves? No, I don't think so. And she didn't either. So when you consider that, it brings up a whole new set of questions, doesn't it? Maybe we'll ask A.W.R. Hawkins about that in just a couple of moments. But Judge Jeanine Pirro was fantastic. Her book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. I'm one of those hosts that I actually read the books when the hosts come on. I want to be able to talk about their book. They respect that. They like that. And it makes for a whole lot better conversation. Now, I wasn't able to get through all of it. And I told the judge I only had gotten through half of it. But the audio book was great because it was in her words. She voiced the book. So you hear the words as she meant them when she wrote them. You hear that inflection in her voice, the way she wrote each individual word. And it's really something. It will anger you, but it will wake you up. Really, really good stuff. If you saw her on The View a couple days ago, you know. We talked about that in the opening segment of the show. Can't not bring that up. In fact, I played a clip from it, and she gave us some really, really good, strong insight. So thanks to Judge Jeanine Pirro for being here. We are looking forward to bringing her back. Second half of the hour, I teased all week long Norris Sweden. We did not hear from Norris. No big deal. We'll talk to him this week. You know, people are busy. We talked with him about 3 or 4 days ago. It's easy to lose track, particularly when you're in a different time zone. So we'll reach out to Norris. We'll bring him back. Norris is the individual who busted the film crew as being a Showtime bunch of phony liars with Sacha Baron Cohen. As we all know what happened last week, we discussed it, and unfortunately, we're going to talk about it again later in the next hour, but that's okay, because talk about it we must. We don't shy away from it. We'll get some different opinions and some very strong opinions on it as well, but that's okay. We don't run from things here, tough stuff here. We take it. We talk about it. We give you the information that you need to make decisions. But I'm looking forward to having him on the program. I'd say, you know, sometime maybe in the week, maybe get him on the daytime show, or I don't know if we can make some room up. Next week, coming up, I've got, oh, it's going to be a good one. Chuck Woolery's going to be here. Yeah, you know, 2 and 2, Chuck Woolery. Game show Chuck Woolery. He's a lot of fun. He will be here with his partner in crime over at Blunt Force Truth, good friend of A.W.R. Hawkins as well. He's going to either do the show, or he has done the show, and he's bringing them to Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins. But they've been guests on the show before. Chuck Woolery's a great guy, very conservative, and these guys are great gun owners. So that comes next week. And, of course, as I mentioned, Rob Pincus will be here in the next hour. Let's go right to the A.W.R. Hawkins Breitbart News Hotline here in these Crossbreed Holster studios. A.W.R., how the heck you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you. Can I start off with a really happy ending story that I talked about, that you wrote about, and I talked about on the daytime show, but I got to go here with you because I get so warm and fuzzy when this stuff happens, A.W.R. You know I do. And I actually got goosebumps, and it was 105 degrees out. My goosebumps weren't because it was cold, baby. It was because you just gave me goosebumps. Can I go there?
Let's go there.
Suspected carjacker jumps in truck, gets shot dead by truck's owner. Oh, I don't know what else to say. Would you fill us in? I've got goosebumps again.
Yeah, that's about it. Well, it's not about it. There were three of them that jumped into the truck, and they took off. The truck owner chases them, trying to get his truck back. And what the three don't realize is they're driving in an apartment complex for which there's no exit because they won't know the code to operate the gate. So they get trapped in the complex, And as the owner approaches, they open fire on him. He shoots back. And one of the guys, the imagery you get is that they had fled the truck. They're shooting at him. He's shooting back. One of the guys just drops dead in the road. A car had to swerve to miss his body, and that car wrecked. But the driver of that car was not injured. But all of that super fast. But that's what happened. And the good news is the guy who owned the truck is okay, and he got his truck back.
I was bummed that nobody filmed the thud when the thug hit the pavement.
Yeah. With good audio. Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? The good news, as I say, and I know you agree, another situation where we got somebody who's armed using their gun the way hundreds of thousands of people do every year to stop a crime, to save a life, to protect liberty. And he has his truck because of it, and he has his life because of it. So that's great.
And his family has him because of it. And, you know, it's interesting because when he fell, another car had to swerve out of the way so they didn't hit him. Right. I mean, there was a whole lot going on here. This was a dynamic, fluid situation. This was a real-life carjacking unfolding like that.
Right.
This man was what I found interesting here, AWR, was the man didn't go to his gun immediately. It seemed like there was some hesitation. Is this really happening? I want to make sure before I pull my gun. But boy, when he pulled his gun, he went to work, didn't he?
Right. And that is the way it's presented when you hear the police talk about it, is that they shot on him first, then he returned fire. And again, it's just good that he had the weapon, knew how to use it, was ready to do what had to be done. And it goes back to what we've discussed so many times mentally. When you get the gun, you got to make mental preparation. You need
right.
to practice that gun. You got to be ready to go. And yeah, it doesn't mean you live paranoid, but you do live prepared.
What would have happened? Let's speculate here, okay? Excuse me. Let's speculate. What could have happened here, or what is a likely scenario had that individual not been armed?
Right. Well, I mean, the likely scenario is that he gets shot to death or beat to death or see something I left out. They tried to run over him with the truck. They could have backed up and tried that all over again because there'd be no reason for them to be in a hurry because what could he do to him? He's not armed. So, you know, the likely scenario is that he gets hurt or killed. And so we were able to avoid that by being a nation where we recognize that the people have a right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah, and, you know, all the ramifications to that as well. If he would have gotten hurt, you know what would have happened? We would have seen a blurb in the paper that man killed during attempted carjacking, right?
Right.
Or man killed during carjacking, because it probably wouldn't have been attempted at that point. It probably would have been successful. And car found an hour later somewhere else at a drug den somewhere or at the scene of another crime. Meanwhile, there's a real backstory to this guy's life.
Right.
A wife has no husband. A couple kids have no father. Parents have no son. And on and on and on. Or maybe a business owner has no business owner anymore. No, a business doesn't have its owner anymore. Friends don't have friends anymore. It's not just a blurb in the paper is where I'm going with this, AWR. We tend to gloss over this sometimes when we talk about these. But that's what makes me excited when I hear successful self-defense stories, because this guy's alive and we don't have to talk about that part of it. The story's changed all because this guy was armed. Am I missing something here?
No, which is exactly why it'll never be covered by any of the media outlets.
Which is really pathetic, quite frankly, when you consider the fact, it's kind of like Trump derangement syndrome. They're so deranged by Trump that no matter what happened, their taxes could be zero. They could get free college like Bernie wants to give away, and it wouldn't be enough for them, right?
Right.
The anti-gunners. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. Trump could adopt. He could wake up tomorrow and be Bernie part two and adopt every one of Bernie's positions and push them. And they'd still want to impeach him because ultimately, he is a Republican who keeps them from having all the power they could have. That's all that matters to them. Good news is he's not going to wake up tomorrow and adopt Bernie's position. he's going to tell jokes about Bernie, and that's what I'm waiting for. I'm going to laugh at Bernie.
That is what's getting ready to happen. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, a whole lot more to talk with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News about. In addition, I've got another happy ending story. Do I want to go right to it? It's so hard to not cover these. And while we're on them, maybe we'll just kind of pepper the conversation with another one later. I don't know. Let me think about it during the break. But I love this. I'll just give you the headline. See, I love this. Pawn shop owner kills armed robbery suspect. Do you want to go there when we come back? You kind of got to now. Back right after this. Don't go away. You've heard the terrifying stories in the news, right? A child gets a hold of a firearm, and what happens next is heartbreaking. No parent should ever have to go through that nightmare. That's why the USCCA wants to give your entire family a 100% free guide and audiobook for complete firearms confidence. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your brand new Kids and Guns Guide. You'll learn the most dangerous mistakes that put children at risk, proven strategies for teaching gun safety to kids the right way, 8 life-saving tips to responsibly own and store a gun, and a whole lot more. It's never been easier to educate every member of your family. This guide is truly life-saving, and you'll get it 100% free. It's quick, it's easy, but it's only available for a few days. Don't miss this, please. Protecting your family is too important to put this off a second longer. Don't leave them vulnerable. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get your free guide and complete peace of mind. Armedandresponsible.com to get your free guide and complete peace of mind. That's armedandresponsible.com. Your family deserves it.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
Hi, Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Oh, Mike Gallagher. I love the Mike Gallagher stuff. All right. We have a new, and this is an important one, okay? I want you to really pay attention to this. This is too late. We should have done this earlier. I really believe that. Kids and guns and safety is a real deal. And our community is what teaches kids how kids need to be safe around guns. What we do, not with the phony, you know, gun safety, every town for gun safety, charlatans and liars and punks, which is all they are. They're just nothing but well-funded, oiled and greased up, sleazy gun grabber outfits that have nothing to do with gun safety. I've been looking for their classes. I'm dying to take one. Would love to be certified to teach their gun safety. You know, certified to teach their gun safety, that would be somebody like David Hogg. But it is true, sadly, that the stories in the news, okay, when a kid gets a hold of a firearm, what happens next is heartbreaking. Well, I don't want you to have to go through that. ArmedandResponsible.com has a brand new Kids and Guns guide. This thing is long overdue. But you will learn some very powerful things. You'll learn the most dangerous mistakes that can put children at risk, proven strategies for teaching safety to kids the right way, 8 life-saving tips to responsibly own and store a gun, and a whole lot more. It's never been easier to educate every member of your family, okay? ArmedandResponsible.com. Go get your free guide. Your family deserves it. Your kids deserve it. ArmedandResponsible.com. AWR Hawkins, welcome back. Let's go right into it, man, because there's a tweet. I guess Kurt Schilling put a tweet out earlier today. I saw earlier today. And it's getting just a ton of responses. And it was titled, he linked to your piece, Pawn Shop Owner Kills Armed Robbery Suspect. And he said on there, this is a clear-cut example. Without a Second Amendment, this man would be dead.
You're right. He's exactly right. If you watch the video, the pawn shop owner is opening his store in the morning, so he's rolling bicycles and things out from the back of the store where they were locked up to put them out on the sidewalk. And as he's getting ready to open the front door to roll the bicycle out, two armed suspects come in. One is armed with a hammer, one with a gun. It's all visible in the surveillance film. And the one that with the gun points it straight at the pawn shop owner. And the owner somehow managed to stay cool enough that as he backed away from the front door, which I think is what the guy wanted to do. He wants to get him in so he can lock the door behind him.
Right.
He backed away from the door. He ran around the corner, drew his own gun. And as the guy chased him, came around that corner, pop, pop, he shot him. And the guy still kept coming at him, just momentum carrying him. But he soon went down, and that was ball game. And if the guy, Kurt's exactly right. If the guy had not been armed, if that shop owner had not been armed, he'd either been shot to death or beat to death with that hammer. And, you know, I know if you're on the left would go, well, getting beat to death's not as bad as getting shot to death, but death is death. And that's what would have happened.
Yeah, getting beat to death's not as bad as getting shot to death. Come on. But, well, sadly, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and I've watched the video multiple times, and I'll tell you what's really chilling about it is when the guy comes in the shop with the gun, there are two things I took away from the video. Number one, the guy with the hammer just goes on about his business, walks right past him. Now, that's right there a sociopath. This is an individual whose buddy's got the family man held at gunpoint with a gun to his head. Hey, man, you're going to hold a gun to his head, and you're going to kill him if you have to. I'm going to go in and get that stuff out of the case.
Right.
That's chilling to watch. The other part of the video, that's chilling to watch, is it appears the pawn shop owner had to charge his firearm when he went back behind that other door. Did you catch that, or am I missing something?
No, I can't say, but if he did, thank God he lived. But
right.
That's silly. You don't. I always say to people when they ask me about that, carry that gun ready to go, but carry it in a holster. You don't want to carry a gun with a live round where you're carrying it in a way that the trigger can snag on something. So you carry that gun chambered, but you carry it in a holster so that trigger is always covered and protected. There won't be any accidental discharge. But when you pull it and at a second's notice, and all you have is one more second, and that's it. You don't have time to rack a slide. You have time to take your aim the way you've practiced and shoot, and that's it.
Yeah, I watched the video a couple times. We see the other thief just be a good thief, and he runs out when his buddy gets killed.
Right.
Well, you know how many times we have to see this stuff?
Yeah, you know, you're saying you take those 2 points. I'll tell you the point I took from this, and you and I have discussed this before. See, that pawn shop owner could have easily said, you know what, I'm just going to leave my gun back here on the counter while I roll the bikes out. If he had done that, they would be picking out what his tombstone was going to look like right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
If you don't have the gun with you, you can't use the gun. That's the bottom line. And if you think, well, walking from my register to my front door, it's pretty safe. Well, nowhere is safe if a criminal strikes. So it's best to have the gun with you at all times.
Yeah, there's a lot of takeaways from this. Number one, the dynamic and fluid nature of what happens in a violent encounter. The police chief, Lieutenant David Edwards, commented on this, on just the surveillance video itself. He said there's an exchange of gunfire there, and ultimately the suspect continues after the shots have been fired, attacks the store clerk until the suspect succumbs to his wounds. When you watch the video, I think it was just his momentum carrying him forward. He knew he had lost control of the situation, which, because he was going back, he comes in, he's got the gun to the guy's head. When he's got him apparently scared to death, he then goes towards the door to close it, at which point, as you said, the owner goes back into the other room, closes the door, but pulls the gun and is able to fire as soon as he comes around the corner. Then it appears, when you're watching it closely, that he fired one round. Then he went ahead and racked the slide. Don't know why. Maybe it was instinctive to do that. I don't know. But he gets another round off, and the guy drops. But that's the – go ahead.
Well, we may find out, the way you present that sequence, we may find out he got a round off, the gun jammed, he had to clear it, and then he got
right. Yeah, that may very well happen. And as the police chief says – he says this video lets viewers, quote unquote, see the very dynamic nature of a violent encounter with an armed robbery. And it truly does. But the more you watch it, the more you can take away from this stuff. And really, I think number one is just how fast it unfolds. This guy's walking out with a bike. 2 seconds later, he's got a gun in his face and he's being backed up just like that in the blink of an eye. I don't know how many times we've tried to explain to listeners. It literally happens in the blink of an eye. And I think as we get ready to take a break, we could probably leave it with this as from an educational standpoint, because on this program we like to inform, educate, and entertain you. But from an educational standpoint, in the blink of an eye is what we're really going to want to take away from this thing, is that it literally happens lightning fast. So that preparation has to be kind of built into you, doesn't it, AWR?
Sure does. Both from a mental standpoint, from a muscle memory standpoint, all the way around. But you got to be ready because you know what you're going to do when that happens? You're going to do what you've been taught to do. And if you haven't been taught to do it, then it's going to be a very unpredictable moment for you. And still, even after being taught, it can go away you didn't think it was going to go. But if you do practice, you are trained, if you take the time to do those things, then you are going to be far more prepared than the average Joe when you are in that moment.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the sickness, the sick feeling you would get if you've ever walked out of your house without your firearm and said, I forgot to take my gun with me, and didn't go back and get it. I want you to watch this video. AWR wrote the piece. I want you to watch the video that's included with the piece and imagine how sick to your stomach you would be at that moment, as fast as this unfolded, if all of a sudden it happened to you and you had not had your firearm with you. Oh, I can't even imagine. Back with AWR Hawkins right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You've heard the terrifying stories in the news, right? A child gets a hold of a firearm, and what happens next is heartbreaking. No parent should ever have to go through that nightmare. That's why the USCCA wants to give your entire family a 100% free guide and audiobook for complete firearms confidence. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your brand new Kids and Guns Guide. You'll learn the most dangerous mistakes that put children at risk, proven strategies for teaching gun safety to kids the right way, 8 life-saving tips to responsibly own and store a gun, and a whole lot more. It's never been easier to educate every member of your family. This guide is truly life-saving, and you'll get it 100% free. It's quick, it's easy, but it's only available for a few days. Don't miss this, please. Protecting your family is too important to put this off a second longer. Don't leave them vulnerable. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get your free guide and complete peace of mind. Armedandresponsible.com to get your free guide and complete peace of mind. That's armedandresponsible.com. Your family deserves it.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAonair.com. USCCAonair.com. Go there. That's USCCAonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell. I've already got my flight arrangements, hotel arrangements made. I will be in Minneapolis the 26th of August, next month. Hard to believe that's coming up. That's just 5 weeks away for the Minnesota State Fair. Cannot wait. 8th annual appearance up there. We have a great time, and I am hopeful that Mike Lindell, as we discussed previously, will be there at the booth. He is good friends with The Patriot, my affiliate up there, AM 1280, The Patriot. We love you. You know that. Lee, Michaels, the rest of the staff, cannot wait to get up there and see you at the fair again and broadcast live from that midway. We've been there rain and shine, baby, over the years, and we are there again this year. MyPillow.com, promo code AAR, use it, save 50%. The important part is that promo code comes back to us. So we get to work with MyPillow to grow this radio program. That's how we do it. So getting those promo codes is huge. Please help us. You're supporting us when you buy that great product from Mike and MyPillow. We've got them all throughout the house here. It's the only thing I use. All right, let's go back to A.W.R. Hawkins. A.W.R. Hawkins, there are so many happy ending stories that you covered last week. I think I'm going to have to stay on the train. Can we ride the happy ending story train?
Let's ride it.
All right. This one first is I'm going to go to Chicago because there was, again, and I just don't understand this. This is the whole hands up, don't shoot lie. When we've got body cam footage released here, and you can clearly see the bad guy's guns holstered with extra magazines on a gun belt under his shirt when he lifts his shirt up, and you can clearly see him drawing the firearm, I, there is absolutely no question that the officer who shot, shot in self-defense because he was clearly moving for a weapon. It is visible. Why do people take to the streets and defend the actions of this guy who was about ready to kill one, two, or three Chicago cops?
Well, I don't think that, I think this happens. I think because they're driven by emotion, they go for these quick solutions. Like, you remember, what was it, 2-3 years ago? Maybe it was three, that everybody was pushing. We got to have body cams. We get body cams. And what do the body cams prove? They prove the police are right 99.9% of the time. So now they want this solution. They want that solution. Less lethal weapons. You have to try to de-escalate before you can fire. All these things. And so I think what's happened is they've already forgotten about the body cams. And so they come out and they protest, and it never even entered their mind that, well, you know what? These cops might have a little camera on the button of their uniform that filmed this whole thing, and they may be able to prove what they're saying is true. And I don't even think it enters their mind. And so they come out and they do all the protesting, and so Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson in Chicago responds by going, hey, folks need to know the truth. Boom, there's your video. And you notice it got awful quiet after that.
Well, the video is clear-cut. The video clearly shows him unholstering the weapon. And, it's interesting if you look at it. It's happening very fast. Again, these are dynamic, very fluid situations. But in the still shot of him holstering the weapon, you see him with his hand, one hand up on the chest, the other hand coming back, as if this guy's had some kind of formal training or at least looked at some videos, okay? Right. And you can, when you, the trained eye can see these things, and I know the officers could see these things, and I just... You know, here we've got cops that are alive today because of the actions they took, because they have a weapon on them. They use lethal self-defense, and thank God that they did. And you're right. The footage comes out, and at that stage of the game, it's like, okay, it does. It gets awful quiet. You still have your lunatics out there that will jump on top of an occasional car. But nonetheless, you know, this video shows it all, and you wrote about it. Police Department, go ahead.
I want to say something that's important because you make me think of it. You know, what happens, you said the video comes out and you still have the loons who complain, and you do. I've heard people now, they've gone from, well, they shouldn't have shot him, to, hey, why'd they stop him in the first place?
Right.
How do they know he was armed? If you do it something illegal, they only stop him because he's black. And I was, someone was trying to sell me that line, and I told him, I know twice that I remember. Twice. I was pulled over. Once was in Oklahoma. Once was in Texas. Both times I was brought out of the car with my arms up. And not under arrest either time, but because I'd made clear I had a gun on me. I'd also made clear I had a concealed carry license. But guess what? I don't know if these officers were young. I don't know if they were, or if this was what they do all the time. But they said they wanted to disarm me for both of our safety. That's how they said it. You know what? Mm-hmm. It didn't bother me because guess what I planned to do? Just to comply with the officer anyway. They took my gun. They set it on top of my own car until our conversations were over. And he had told me why he pulled me over and this and that. And then he gave me back my gun. I put it in my holster and went on about my business. But I dealt with him like he was a human. He dealt with me like I was a human. And what I didn't do is what this guy did. I didn't, when he said he wanted my gun, I didn't spin, run, and reach down for the grip of my gun. If I had done that, you and I wouldn't be talking today, that's for sure.
No, you would be a distant memory. You know, it's interesting because I had a very similar situation like that with a state police officer in Florida in a neighborhood behind my office. They were doing a license check, put the cones out when I was on a Saturday morning at noon on my way back from my office. Same thing. I got out of the car. Gun came out. He took the gun, put it on. You know, it's interesting. We wind up having a conversation about why I was carrying that particular gun. He liked the sound. You know, look, just comply. So, yeah, this guy's dead because of his own actions, and it's caught on tape. You can clearly see him reaching for the gun. There's just absolutely nothing else to discuss as far as I'm concerned with this thing. And anybody with a clear mind that's thinking clearly understands that as well. All right, let's move on to another happy ending story. And a happy ending story, and it is, it really is. There's a couple of them. Another one involving an officer shooting through the windshield while chasing suspects. I thought that footage was phenomenal. We don't get to see that very often. That was like watching a scripted episode of Live PD or something, wasn't it?
Well, it sure was. You know, as a Las Vegas officer, what I thought was impressive is the pursuit was five or six minutes. It was closer to the six-minute mark that he finally got close enough to take them out. But while he's chasing them, they fired 34 rounds at him. And you could hear them shooting.
from his dash cam, you can hear, I mean, I think, or maybe in his body cam, it was his body cam. From his body cam, looking out the windshield, it's picking up the, well, they're shooting at him. But to make sure that all the civilians are safe, because who knows where their bullets are landing, this guy risks his life, closes on the vehicle. When he gets within, I think it looked like about 10 foot, he puts the barrel of that pistol right up against the windshield and pop, pop, pop. It blows their windows out, eventually cripples them enough that he gets up by them, and then he sticks his gun out his driver's window, and he really lets them have it. And at that moment, that's when they swerve and run into a building, and it's ball game for one of them. And the other one, they had to take the hospital and patch all the holes. I don't know how many holes he had, but, you know, it was so reckless. And as always, I should say almost always, this officer, I was shocked. If you watch the video, I'm shocked by how calm he stays. They're shooting at him.
Right.
Just telling dispatch, shots fired, shots fired. I mean, no screaming, no hollering. And then when time came that he had to stop this mess, he stopped it. Kudos to him.
It was a two-prong attack from the officer, and you're right. And we can see from the body cam footage, we can also see him reload as well. It appears that he's carrying either a Glock 17 or maybe a 21. I can't tell, but it's a full-size Glock. No doubt if it's a 17, it's got 17 plus one rounds, and he's got extra magazines, of course. We can see him reload before he exits the vehicle and goes back on in for round two. And your piece is titled "Officer Shoots Through Windshield While Chasing Suspects." And it's if you've seen the footage is attached to the piece. So if you've never seen it, Breitbart.com, or just even better, Google AWR Hawkins, Breitbart.com. You can go down the list and find which one you want to read. Because the next one I'm going to talk about, see, we got so many happy ending stories. But I love AWR when your columns have this type of headline, where I don't have to go any farther if I don't want to, because I'm so happy and know what happened just by the eight words or the nine words. We're going to take a break, so I'll tease it with this. Home invasion suspect gets shot in stomach, flees to hospital. That means he stopped his home invasion attack because he got shot, and he had to go to the hospital because he was feeling kind of sick because he got shot, and he couldn't continue his actions against the people whose life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness he was disrupting. And because he was disrupting it, he got shot in the tummy. And he doesn't feel good, so he went to the hospital. And we'll be back with AWR to talk about it right after this. I just love these stories. Love them.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvany ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 now and use promo code AAR to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. This offer expires on August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 800-978-9358 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are, back in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. A pleasure to be here with you. All right, the armedandresponsible.com, the kids and safety, please go take a look at this. It's very important. I think it's long overdue. I'm glad we've got it out there for you. armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to check out all of our sponsors. We've got Taser coming up, all kinds of fun stuff. armedamericanradio.com. Sponsors scrolling across the bottom. Go get them, okay? It's all there for you. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, during the break, I was watching the video, and I want to take a whole lot from you here, but I want to play some of this audio from this because it is exceptional. From the officer shooting through the windshield, you're talking about how calm he was. This is very dramatic footage. Very dramatic footage. You would agree with that, correct?
Oh, yeah. Dramatic is an understatement.
Yeah, this is some of the most intense footage I've ever seen, and I've been watching cops since I was 85, since 1985 when it first came out. Let's take a listen to this as the officer is in pursuit, and the defensive driving of this guy as he's maneuvering through vehicles at a very high speed through intersections is absolutely phenomenal. Let's go ahead and take a quick listen, just so you get a little bit of the dramatic impact of what we're talking about here.
Charlie 4 in pursuit of the suspect vehicle. Going to be southbound Mojave. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Copy. Southbound Mojave from where? 751, I couldn't talk to you.
Be advised, shots fired, shots fired.
What's the location?
Southbound Mojave passing Bonanza. Black.
All right, you get an idea. And this continues for about 4.5 minutes, and you can hear a volley of rounds coming at the officer as he begins to close and another officer gets involved. Pretty hairy stuff, AWR. It'll wake you up, won't it?
Yeah, it'll wake you up, and I mean, just remind you, these guys, you know, thank goodness they now live in a climate under Trump where they have the White House's support again. But you got to think, they lived that kind of life under Obama for 8 years, and he would do, you know, as you know, he regularly incited people. And so just the job by itself is dangerous is what I'm saying. Imagine being a cop under a climate where people are incited to go after you. And so they need all our support. They just need it. We need to be vocal about it. I know you probably do this, but I do it when I see a police officer out where it's a position where he's approachable. I always make a point to walk by him just like I do for veterans. And I said, man, I just want to thank you. Thanks for what you do. And I think that's something important that we've got to do.
I couldn't agree more. And please go Google this piece up. Let me give you the headline of this one more time so that you can watch the accompanying video. It is extremely intense, and it will give you a new perspective on what these officers go through in your town. And it is what they go through in your town. This stuff is very dramatic, and it's intense. And I want you to watch and pay careful attention to the audio because you can hear the volley of gunfire coming at this man as he's driving with one hand at a high speed, holding a radio in his other hand and being fired upon. It is really, really something. It is AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Officer shoots through windshield while chasing suspects. Make sure to go out and watch that. AWR, let's move to Seattle quickly. I could go on with the happy endings, but there are some other things I want to cover with you here. Seattle, right now, the Homeowners Association, I'm sorry, the City Council, they're interchangeable as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of wannabes, and in this case, a bunch of liberal wannabes, pass an ordinance requiring you as a gun owner, Seattle, you're listening right now live, to keep your guns locked up in your home lest you be charged outrageous fines. In particular, if someone steals your gun and it's used in a mass shooting, you can be fined up to $10,000 per victim. And the first thought that went through my head is, you and what army is going to enforce this and come to my house and find out whether my guns are locked up? AWR, it's now Second Amendment Foundation is involved in suing them. They're going to win this. It's never even going to go to trial because of state preemption laws. But what does this whole mess tell us? Go for it.
Well, it tells you that they're actively working to find every way they can to make gun ownership a burden, so that fewer people will do it, and even though those people are law-abiding. And, you know, when I was writing this, I was thinking about, you know, are they going to pass a law to, or an ordinance, where if someone steals your car and runs over someone else with it, that you have to pay a fine too because someone stole your car, or if they steal your motorcycle, and while on your motorcycle they rob a donut store, do you have to pay back that donut store? I mean, at some point, people are going to have to go, ho, the criminal's liable. The criminal is the one who's liable. And that's why I ended this piece. You know, they talk about if someone steals your gun, they use your gun in a homicide, then you'll be fined for that homicide. Well, what if the criminal breaks into your home, steals your gun, then the person he kills is you? Now who are they going to fine? Finally, at that point, will they go, okay, maybe the criminal is liable on that one. I mean,
Hold it. You know, it's possible they might go after the spouse of the dead victim.
Well, you know what it is. If he or she is married, you're exactly right. So, you know,
yeah.
But it's also stupid. Here's the thing. Any law, any storage law, I don't care where it is. I don't care if it survived scrutiny by a court. I don't care. It's stupid because what it does is it puts you in the unnatural position of owning a gun you can't access. And if someone splinters your front door, you don't have time to run through a combination lock or a regular lock or maybe even to flee to a room for a thumb code or whatever. There has to be one weapon that you can get to right then. And a responsible gun owner will keep that weapon on his person or up high where kids can't get it. I'm not saying don't put the gun somewhere where it's inaccessible to children. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when all these laws are passed that make it hard for the homeowner to get to his gun for self-defense, it just does what all gun control does. It costs innocent lives.
Well said. I'll leave it right at that. It is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. You're not going to have to worry about it, Seattle. The Second Amendment Foundation out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, right around the corner from you there, has got you covered. They do not have the authority to do this under state preemption laws. They have been slapped down before, and they will be slapped down again. I am confident of that. Illinois GOP governor, we've got about a minute. Bruce Rauner signs gun confiscation bill. Go for it.
Well, I mean, it's just he's weak. He shows he's weak. He signs this bill, letting police, empowering police to come take your guns.
if family or somebody, you know, says you're a threat, you know, if a disgruntled ex-wife or a disgruntled ex-husband or disgruntled coworker, whoever, if they complain, then boom, your guns are gone. And he also signed a 72-hour wait for gun purchases. I like to call that a three-day pass for rapists and stalkers, because that means that the single women they're chasing will have to wait 3 days before they can get a gun to defend themselves. And that's thanks to the Republican governor, Bruce Reiner, up there in Illinois.
And he also joins Governor Rick Scott, Republican in Florida, Governor Phil Scott, Republican in Vermont, and Governor Larry Hogan, Republican in Maryland, who all signed gun confiscation laws following Parkland that are all ripe for abuse. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. As always, a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for giving voice to everything you put down in writing in defense of our right to keep and bear arms every single day. You can follow him at AWR Hawkins on Twitter, Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. Go check it out. And don't forget, podcast Bullets with AWR Hawkins. Thanks, AWR. Appreciate it. Until we meet in the next hour, Rob Pincus is going to be here. Going to be a tough conversation, going to be a hard conversation, but going to be a great conversation, one that we have to have on a whole bunch of different topics, a wide-ranging group. Pay attention, very careful. Rob Pincus coming up next. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in just a second.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.